From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Russia again denies charges of hacking the U.S. election. Russia rejected U.S. intelligence claims that it interfered in the presidential election won by Donald Trump, saying the accusations resemble a full-on witch hunt. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said these are baseless allegations substantiated with nothing, done on a rather amateurish, emotional level that is hardly worthy of professional work of truly world-class security services. His comments were the Kremlin's first since the U.S. intelligence community said Friday it had high confidence that Putin personally ordered a campaign to undermine the democratic presidential electoral process in the United States. Peskov said Russia is categorically denying any implication it was responsible for the hacking of thousands of emails from the computer of Clinton campaign chief John Podesta and their release through the document leaking group WikiLeaks. The steady disclosure of the emails in the month before the election revealed at times embarrassing efforts by the Democratic National Committee. President Barack Obama is returning to Chicago, where he launched his unlikely political career to tell Americans not to lose faith in their future, no matter what they think about their next president. Obama's final speech as president before thousands will gather at McCormick Place is his last chance to try to define what his presidency meant for America. You can hear and see VOA's live coverage of President Obama's farewell address on VOA platforms beginning at 0200 hours UTC Wednesday. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says a U.S. Navy destroyer ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz Sunday. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the latest.
A U.S. defense official told VOA four Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps attack craft vessels were traveling right at the USS Mahan at a very high rate of speed in the Strait of Hormuz. The Navy crew identified themselves and repeated multiple times that the Iranian ships needed to turn away or the crew would be forced to use a defensive measure. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said the USS Mahan issued audible sirens and radio warnings.
This was an unsafe and unprofessional interaction.
When the Iranian boats did not respond to radio requests to slow down, the USS Mahan fired shots with a 50 caliber machine gun. Only then did the small Iranian boats stop. Carla Babb, the Pentagon.
Iraqi forces fought their way into more districts of Mosul, but advances in the city's southeast were being slowed by Islamic State's use of civilians for cover. That according to military officials. The United States said civilian casualties had streamed into nearby hospitals in the past 2 weeks as fighting intensified in the jihadist group's last major stronghold in Iraq. With the clock ticking on his tenure, outgoing Secretary of State John Kerry vowed to continue speaking out on climate change issues while touting what he regarded as one of the Obama administration's top accomplishments, the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The Paris Agreement sets out a global action plan that put the world on track to avoid dangerous climate change by limiting global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. Kerry said 2016 was the hottest in recorded history in his remarks Monday to students and faculty at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He said all five of the hottest years on record have occurred within the lifespan of Twitter. The analogy of Twitter was seen as a response to President-elect Donald Trump, whose cabinet selection signaled a pointed policy shift on climate change. Trump's decision to nominate ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State means the department could be run by a lifelong oil executive. If Tillerson wins Senate confirmation, he would have a big say over whether the Trump administration withdraws from the Paris Climate Treaty. Eight Filipino fishermen were fatally shot by at least five suspected pirates who boarded their boat in the southern Philippines Tuesday. Seven other crew members survived the attack Monday night in waters near Zamboanga City by jumping off the boat and swimming away when the attackers began tying up their colleagues, according to Commodore Joel Garcia, the head of the Philippine Coast Guard. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.